you really approach this as an athlete, right? Mm-hmm. And how do we, like, people that are listening to this say, oh, this, I mean, I want to make money, but I don't want to do this work. It sounds difficult. Yeah, yeah. What do you want to say to them? Like,
well, there's so much. I would say one thing that we have as athletes that a lot of people in, we can say, regular society have been kind of told is bad is it almost is seen negatively now to be competitive. It's almost like, oh, well, you know, you just want to be number one. It's like, well, that competitive spirit in the human being is what has allowed us to survive and thrive over the last thousands of years, because it's that competitive attitude and that edge that wants you to go for more. And it's become dormant in a lot of people. And I would say that's still there for everybody. And if you can learn to tap into that a little bit, even if it's with your friends, how many people listening to this podcast probably play video games and you and your friend want to kill each other because he beat you in the game? That's the competitive edge. Use that in the real world. Channel it through real estate or whatever it is that you want to do. That alone will give you that energy to keep going and push. I remember when I was new at that first office, it was the first Friday meeting, and they had a board at the front of the office that said the top 10, all the closed deals and commissions. And I made an announcement. I said, everybody, top 10, end of this year, I'm going to be on it. Remember me. And you know what they did? They laughed. Yeah. But by the end of the year, I was number 7. So I still did it. But that's what I'm talking about. Now, how many people would hear that and say, oh, you're all ego, you're cocky. No, that was a statement. And I said, I'm going to do it. That's that alone, I think, will take people 10x to do more. It's that competitive, and you know exactly what I'm talking about because you're an athlete. You have to learn to tap into that, man.
How much of that has to do that you came from another country and feel like, I want to do this? Does that have something to do with it at all in your mindset? Or like, how do you, like, what, where do you see yourself at that?
It did contribute because I remember growing up being told I'll never have it. And I listened to it, but even internally as a kid, I remember saying, no, that's not right. I want it. Why can't I have it? So I always kind of challenged it. Maybe it was in my spirit, right, as a kid. But that definitely helps, right? That's why we see so many immigrants come here and flourish. Yeah. And we have so many locals or who are Native Americans here who were born in America, and they seem to lack that drive. But I truly believe that every individual has that in them. They just haven't sparked it yet. Yeah. Because either they think they have to go to school and get that one job. Because even my parents, right? They didn't think I was going to be successful in real estate. Yeah. They didn't want me to play basketball, number one. Number two, they wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, or, you know, a regular, you know, career. So it wasn't until recently that my parents finally were like, whoa, okay, he's doing well. And now they're all supportive. But if you're stuck in that box of living someone else's life, it will kill the spirit that we're talking about right here. Yeah. People have to be willing and daring enough to step outside and say, what do I want to do? Yeah. It's your life, not someone else's. And you only have one. So make a decision that you want to do what you want to do. And if that road is a little bit tougher with more obstacles, be willing to go through it because it's your journey and your path, not someone else's.